Sports Station. This is Cougar Sports with Ben Gretel on ESPN 960 and 94.5 FM. And it's time for the Cougar Beat, getting the dish from the local reporters that cover BYU sports here on your Cougar Sports Insider Radio Network.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports here on ESPN 960. This is Bryce Larson taking over the show today for Ben Criddle. Alongside me is Hunter Miller, another former executive producer of the program. We're going to welcome in Sean Walker from KSL as our next guest here. We're going to chat a little bit about this 82-76 loss BYU basketball team took at the Battle for Atlantis to USC. So without further ado, Sean, how's it going, brother?
Wait a minute, Bryce, I'm a little bit disappointed. You brought me on here under false pretenses. You said the great Hunter Miller was going to be in. I was thinking we were going to talk about Utah's one true rugby team, the Utah Warriors.
We can talk about the Utah Warriors if you'd like to.
We do have Ronald producing, who's a rugby guy.
Yeah.
That's true. Ron is also a rugby guy. Hunter's a rugby guy. I'm not really a rugby guy, but I play one on the interwebs sometimes. You know what? Jump on the train, Bryce. Jump on the train.
Oh, I'll jump on the train. I'm a big fan of South African rugby. The Springboks always bring it in the Rugby World Cup. So, but give us your thoughts on this USC-BYU game. BYU had, 17 turnovers in this game? What's going on with the Cougars?
That might be a season low.
It's close, actually. It's the second lowest on the season. 13 against Missouri State. I looked it up because I thought it might be a season low. It's close, but it's not quite there.
I knew you would have more journalistic integrity than I did, Shaw. You would know for certain. I was just going to throw it out there.
It's close, though. It's really close. And that's been kind of a bugaboo with the BYU basketball team, right? That's kind of the number that we've all been jumping to right away on the stat sheet for the first couple games of the year is turnovers. It's the team that's they're one of the most turnover-prone in the country right now. We're literally 2 weeks into the season, so whatever that means, but averaging close to 20 turnovers per game, 17 is below average, so progress, question mark. I honestly thought that once they got past the first, 10 to 13 minutes of this game, they actually settled down a little bit in the turnover department. They had 13 turnovers in the first, I think it was 12 minutes or so of the game. 11. Sorry, it was 11 turnovers in the first 12 minutes of the game. And then from that point on, they settled the ball down. They found a little bit of rhythm. Jackson Robinson found his shot. He had 14 points. That's a career high on 4 of 8 three-point shooting, which I thought was really nice. But, I mean, just the basis of BYU basketball for the first 2 weeks of the season, it feels like, has been kind of digging themselves in a hole, whether it's by turnovers or other miscues or whatnot. And they kind of did that a little bit in the second half as well against USC. USC went on a big run, I think as much as 11-0, 15-3, I think is what it finished at off the top of my head. They led by as much as 18 midway through the second half, and then nice little fight to get it within single digits a couple of times. Again, Robinson was big. Rudy Williams actually had himself a nice game, 15 points, 6 assists, only 4 turnovers. That right there, I believe, is a season low, Mr. Miller. So this is a team that's getting better. They're coming together a little bit more, but still kind of some of the same old problems that are still plaguing them, I think, 5 games into the 2022-23 season.
Sean, if I were to put the panic button in front of you when it comes to turnovers in this BYU basketball team, are you pressing it or are you not? Do you think that BYU has the opportunity to improve still 5 games in, or at this point, is it as big enough sample size that, you know, this BYU basketball team is who it is when it comes to turnovers? What do you think?
I mean, the nuanced answer, and nobody likes nuance on sports talk radio, so I apologize for going there. I really do. The nuanced answer is I don't think it's time to panic. I do like that this team is trending in the right direction in the turnover department. You know, this is a team that had 23 turnovers against Idaho State, 20 at San Diego State. They had 21 earlier in the week against Nichols, but Nichols is a team that they're not that great on the year, but they played a really high speed and forced a lot of turnovers, so I think that's a little bit more of an aberration. But they're going in the right direction, so it's still not good. I don't want to make it sound like this team is good in the turnover department. But they are headed in the right direction. It is still early in the year. I think that can be a little bit comforting for a team that, let's also talk about expectations for this team. There aren't a whole lot of them. It's kind of weird having a BYU basketball season where there aren't a whole lot of expectations, right? You know, nobody's talking about national championship in this club. People are barely talking about NCAA tournament. Everybody wants to make the NCAA tournament. I get it. I want to make the NCAA tournament, but my
it's always like 30, NCAA tournament or bust. Always right? tournament
yeah,
or bust,
I mean, it
John.
Is. It always is, every time. But aside from the normal, everybody wants to make an NCAA tournament team, this isn't a team that really has a whole lot of expectations. Yeah, they're going into their last year in the West Coast Conference. They've never won a league title, either regular season or tournament. I don't expect that to change this year. They may angle and say otherwise. That's fine. Again, if you don't want to win a title, don't play the game. I'm perfectly fine with them having that as a goal. But from an outside perspective, this isn't a team that necessarily has kind of those lofty expectations. And so, yes, while they do have a turnover problem, I do think that they're working on it enough that there should be some solace to know that this can still be a pretty good team outside of whatever grandiose expectations we might normally expect from BYU basketball. This is still a team that I think can win, you know, anywhere from 18 to 22 games, maybe. And then maybe build a little bit of momentum going into the Big 12 next year, where if they win 22 games, if they win 20 games in the Big 12, they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. I don't expect that to happen, obviously. Not where this team is at right now. But I think the building blocks are there. I think the development is there. I think the progression is there to where if you take this season as sort of that, you know, brick by brick, getting better every game. What is it that Mark Pope likes to say? Get better every day. If you take kind of that mentality with this team, I think you can see that happening even only five games into the season.
What would you hypothesize is the unstated goal of this BYU basketball team? Do you think it's to make a run at the NCAA tournament and hopefully compete for a West Coast Conference championship, or do you think it's more so let's set ourselves up for the Big 12 starting next season?
Right. I mean, make no mistake. I think they still want to get to the NCAA tournament. The big dance is what really matters. You know, you find a way to get in and then see what happens. That's the goal for everybody. And it's perfectly fine to have those goals. But unstatedly, from an outside perspective, a lot of this season is kind of gearing toward next year, Hunter, right? I mean, this is a club that officially they've only got two seniors on the roster. And while I feel bad saying it for Gideon George and Rudy Williams in particular, I loved what those guys have brought to BYU basketball, and I think they can have very good years. Everybody else should be back or at least transferring for next season for that inaugural campaign in the Big 12. And you're seeing guys that are kind of putting bricks together for that year. So I don't want to quite say that this is a throwaway year by any means, but I don't think it's necessarily as important as other years for this to be like a gangbusters type of season where this is BYU's one last chance. This is a team that got very young in the offseason, much younger even. Pope was telling us at the start of the year, much younger than he likes to be. They like to get old and stay old as much as possible. And if they need to use the transfer portal to stay old, they'll do that. They use the transfer portal a decent amount this year, but they also use the portal to get a little bit younger, right? You know, Rudy Williams comes in with only 1 year remaining from Coastal Carolina at all, but Jackson Robinson's got multiple years of eligibility remaining. Noah Waterman's got multiple years of eligibility remaining. Even the D2 transfer in Trading Christensen has multiple years of eligibility remaining. And we're not even talking about the three or four freshman return missionaries that we probably should be talking about the most. Guys like Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, Tanner Toulson, who I still expect to see a little bit more this year than Pope brought him out down there in Atlanta. But this is a group that should be kind of the backbone for the first several years of Big 12 basketball at BYU.
All right, Sean, before we let you go, give me your quick prediction about this BYU football team as they head to Stanford. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
Oh, you want to talk some football real quick?
Let me throw
this
to get one in.
And I might throw this a little bit back at you guys because I've been thinking about this for the last day or two. Is this game at Stanford the most important game of the season? Because in some ways, I think it might be, just with the way that this year has turned out. Look, BYU's a 7-point. They open up a 7-point favorite. I think you can get some books at 7.5 points right now. And so they should, in theory, win at a Stanford team that, again, in theory, on paper, has nothing to play for. They're not bowl eligible. They're not getting bowl eligible. They're going to finish under 500 in back-to-back seasons for the first time since, I believe, 2000. So this isn't a game that necessarily BYU should stress about winning. Not saying they're going to win. We can get into that maybe another day. If you really want, I can come back and talk about that. But I do feel like winning this game would set BYU into a position where they can take something out of this year and actually build some real legitimate momentum going into the offseason. And again, kind of like I was just talking about with BYU basketball, moving into their inaugural season in the Big 12 campaign. Like, from that perspective entirely, it seems like winning at Stanford has the potential to change the calculus from a very menial 6-6 regular season to a 7-5 season where you're building momentum and seeing enough nice things that maybe you can find, Kalani Sitake can kind of find what he's looking for in their first year of Big 12 ball. But I don't know, what do you think, Bryce? I mean, you're much more the football guy than I am. Like, am I crazy to think that that game against, you know, sub-500 Stanford is really that important?
Well, I think it is that important. As far as saying it's the most important game of the season, you'd think that, yeah, maybe. When you look at the games that are left on the schedule, you could say that. But looking back on the whole season, I think that Notre Dame game was the biggest game on the schedule, and BYU wasn't able to seize that opportunity. But I understand where you're coming from and what you're saying, and it would be huge for BYU to continue to win and to get the train rolling down the tracks, especially when you're heading into such a tough conference in the Big 12 next season. If they can get a win against Stanford this weekend and then also win a bowl game, hopefully they'll get a P5 opponent. Maybe, probably not, but maybe you get a bad Big Ten team or something.
Iowa.
Yeah, maybe you get one that just barely skirted into bowl eligibility.
Hey, I've seen a couple of projections that have BYU playing Iowa State in a bowl game. I've seen a few that have BYU playing Kansas in a bowl game. Would you guys be okay with a Big 12 preview in BYU's bowl game?
Absolutely.
I would say probably not.
We're going to be fun.
No, I think so.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say we'll see those guys next year. I want to, you know, this is kind of BYU's last chance to see someone else that they're not going to be seeing on a yearly basis, right? Like, I don't need a preview. I'll get BYU Iowa State next season. This is BYU's last chance to kind of, you know, maybe play one of those other P5 teams that they're not going to be able to play anymore now that they're in a conference.
Like a Utah.
Maybe.
No, I don't want to. If you want to talk about teams, I don't know that BYU fans want to see BYU play Utah in a bowl game this year.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know
if the SEC can't fill its bowl allotment, that Vegas bowl against Utah, it could draw some numbers. It could draw some numbers.
Even if BYU were to lose, would it be any sort of consolation if they go to the New Mexico Bowl and play Utah that, hey, Utah's in the New Mexico Bowl? Like, is that victory enough, even if regardless of what happens in the game?
I don't think the Pac-12 can go to the New Mexico Bowl. So if BYU's in New Mexico, they're probably going to play, like, North Texas or somebody from Conference USA or something.
UTSA.
Maybe, like, an Air Force. Yeah,
I wouldn't mind playing Air Force. I think it'd be fun to play a military school in a bowl game.
I've seen a lot of projections of BYU and Air Force in multiple bowl games right now. So that's kind of a trendy pick.
Hey, I subscribe. I'll take it.
All right, yeah. Sean, we appreciate you hopping on with us today, man. Take care, brother.
Hey, Bryce, Hunter, as always, be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes, and go for the Rouge.
We'll see you, Sean.
Always appreciate it. Always appreciate it. That's Sean Walker from KSL.com giving us a lowdown on BYU basketball as well as some BYU football talk as well. All right, we're going to finish up the show coming up next with What's Cooking with the Cougars. You're listening to Cougar Sports right here on ESPN 960.